What's up, everyone? It's Johnson, the leader of the pack, coming at you tonight, and this kind of different pack radio show than I've normally done, and so I'm excited for tonight and to kind of get into it. But first, just like always, there is a little bit of a rant at the beginning of the show, and just kind of showing you where I am at and what's going on with the pack evolution and what's going on. So here it is. First off, super excited. I guess this one isn't so much of a rant because I'm excited about it, but on the 14th, I am doing a live event, and it's going to be huge. This will be the fourth installment of the Pack Evolution live events, and this one is going to be even bigger. Actually, it's the fifth. So this is going to be the fifth installment of the live events in the Pack Evolution. And when we first started these live events, they were in this little room, auditorium. People, just like what you would imagine, people came and sat and just listened. But then it started to evolve, and now it's in a gym. The last two have been within a CrossFit gym. And this next one, again, is going to be in an even bigger gym. I'm so excited I get tongue-tied with it. And it is going to be huge. This is going to be the biggest live event that I've put on out of the five installments of the Pack Evolution live events. And this will be huge for those who come. Promise that if you choose to come to this, this is going to be a life-changing event. There will be massive breakthroughs in your life. You will start to see yourself differently, and you will start to see your life differently. And just like our main goal is, what we talk about in every single show, you will simply evolve. You will leave that live event with real results, like real results right there, not having to wait, but real results. As we start to remove the blinds that are in front of your eyes that block you from seeing the possibilities and stop you from having the life that you want. Yep. On the 14th of February, I know that it's Valentine's Day. You don't have to tell me that it's on Valentine's Day. I get it. But there's a reason why. It's because this is a great opportunity to celebrate the love that you can grow for yourself. And why not? Why not celebrate love and expand the love for yourself and the relationships that you have with others? It's going to be powerful, worth it, because I promise you that this event will help you love yourself more, but also help you love your spouses, your kids, and all those within your life. The evolution is all about expanding your capacity to love more, to have more, just really create the life that you want, the life that you deserve. And a lot of times we stop ourselves. This is one thing that's been happening with me lately, is as the pack has grown so much, sometimes it becomes overwhelming. Because me, when I started as a trainer inside a gym, it was in this small little town, and with this small little gym, and the fact that now the pack evolution is now reaching people in California, is reaching people in Las Vegas, is reaching people in Washington, this is huge for the back evolution. And at times I get a little bit overwhelmed at how fast it has expanded within the last even 6 months. So we all have these fears and these doubts. But for me, I've learned tools that I apply in my day-to-day life that allow me to remove those fears, those doubts, and allow me to move my life forward and help me see the possibilities of the life that I can have and create if I will just be willing to do the work. still of February, the live event that I will be doing will be huge. Huge for those who come. So I invite anyone who is wanting to come and join us. And tonight, that leads us into what we will be talking about is on December, like around the first week of December, I started with a group of people into my 30-day Jumpstart to Fit program. And this was huge for those who were a part of it. The results that they have gotten have been completely amazing and mind-blowing, and the results that they're still getting today have been completely mind-blowing and just outstanding and completely amazing. So tonight, that one person who was in one of the groups, Amber Parker, is with me tonight, and she's going to talk about her experience and kind of talk to you all about her journey in fitness, and it's powerful. It's so incredible to see where she was, and her journey has been just absolutely incredible. So, Amber Parker, like, just to give you a little bit of background, like, Amber Parker has competed, like, on stage, in a bikini, and, like, completely just amazing results. And now, she's one of the top 50 income earners in her business with It Works. She's a mother of two and is an awesome wife. So when you are talking about reaching your fitness goals, when you are talking about whether you can accomplish your fitness goals or not, a lot of times time, money, energy, all of these things come into play with excuses that I hear people give. And if there's one thing I know, Amber, during the 30-day Jumpstart to Fit, had no excuses and went above and beyond to reach her fitness goal. So I'm going to let her talk to you a little bit, but I just have some questions that we're going to just start out and we're just going to ask you. So, Amber, how are you doing?
So good, Matt. Thanks for having me on. You guys, this is an honor to be on here with Matt. And just knowing that he truly cares about each one of his clients has just been a blessing. So thank you for having me.
So fun. So cool. This is going to be good. So the first question is like, Amber, how has this been different from your bikini competition that you did?
There's a lot of things that are different in it. During the bikini competition, I had a crunch time where I had to do everything in 8 weeks, and so it wasn't more of learning how to be fit in an everyday life. It was, this is what you have to do, and you have to do it, otherwise you will not see changes and you won't be on stage. Nothing, not good or bad, either one, but for me, I wanted something that, I travel a lot. I'm on the go a lot with a mom, being busy, running a, you know, a successful business. It's hard to fit in your, you know, your cooked chicken, your rice, things like that, but what you've done for me, Matt, is just allowed me to know that life can still happen and I can still have fun. I can still enjoy foods, flavor, things like that, and that it's okay to be normal and live a normal life and not have a diet but a lifestyle. And that's what I've loved most about it.
Do you find that a lot of people get, like, being a bikini competitor and just trying to create a lifestyle confused a lot of the time? And so you find these women who are trying to create, like, a bikini competition diet and a lifestyle when really it's just these basic principles that you've learned?
Yeah, definitely. I think that a lot of people have a misconception or they feel like they can't have a healthy, fit body unless they commit to doing a fitness competition. Again, if that's your goal, go after it. It definitely was on my dream board, but it's not a sport that I want to compete in as far as right now. And again, in the future, who knows? But, again, I wanted right now and in December with the holidays and stuff, I wanted something that I could still continue after the holidays and when the summer came and knowing and educating me on, you know, these are good foods, these are bad foods, and this is okay and this is not okay and the reasons why. And I think that was the most important. And so for the women out there and even the men, like, there's nothing wrong with wanting to compete in fitness at all by any means. But what you've done in this evolution is create a way for us to still live a life. And, you know, you can have a healthy and fit body with a schedule, being a mom, running a business, working full-time, and, you know, without competing in fitness. And so that's the biggest change for sure.
Awesome. So what did you learn by going through this program, like for yourself?
For me, a lot of it was knowing that I can do it. There was days, you guys, don't get me wrong, where I still ate Taco Bell, and I know Matt's going to kill me. But I did, and it was okay. You know, I was living a normal life. And the best thing that I did, and I think that I would recommend to anybody, is just starting out by changing one or two things a day in your meal plan. For me, that I knew I could stick to no matter what, whether I was, you know, committed to a group or not. And that was breakfast and my water intake. And so just by starting where you're at is the biggest thing that I learned, that I can do this. I can eat, you know, certain breakfasts the rest of my life, not just for a short time, not just until I get to my goal weight, and that they were flavorful, they were fun, and they changed up, and it wasn't boring at all by any means.
Awesome. Like, this is a huge thing to kind of point out, too, with a lot of people that come to me. One of the things that I see a lot of people doing in their diets when they're trying to really, like, lose weight or tone up or whatever their goals are, you know, one of the biggest things that I see and the biggest problems that I see are that people are constantly eliminating food. So it gives them all these limited choices that they can have, when really the key is not to eliminate. It's actually just figuring out how to use the foods that you have and use the things that you like. And obviously there are certain things that you have to eliminate. Like, I'm not telling you to go eat a Snickers bar every single day, you know. But when it comes down to your food intake, really it's not about eliminating. It's more about finding out how food works. There's definitely a science between, like, how your proteins work, how your carbohydrates work, how your fats work. And that's one of the most beneficial things that you can learn, because as Amber was saying, you know, it doesn't limit you. And a lot of times I think that's the biggest frustration when people try to diet, is that they feel so limited on what they can and can't have. But when it comes down to it, it's just about knowing the science. So huge, huge, huge thing to point out. So how is this program, like going through the 30-day evolution, Amber, how has it helped you in other areas of your life?
Well, I think the biggest part for me is knowing that, you know, for my business, we're in a health and wellness industry and with It Works, and I just know that there's so many options that I can go and take this and share it with other people. Now, my heaviest weight was 210 pounds, and doing that on my own was a struggle, not knowing, you know, what I could eat and what I couldn't eat. And so this has helped me and be more committed to a long-term fitness lifestyle versus just, I have 8 weeks that I need to do this, or I have 16 weeks, or I have a month, or I have 90 days. This has just changed my whole life, to know that I can still live a happy life and I can, you know, fit this right in. And it's actually, I think, the biggest area that I've noticed was, in the beginning, I found out that I was getting grumpy right around 10 a.m., and I'm glad that I reached out to Matt, and that's what's great about him, is that he's always there, as if you're not right in front of me, but you know, you're always there for everybody and responding so fast, and, you know, just kind of told me why I was getting grumpy at that time, and adjusted my, you know, told me you can have this, this, and this, and it changed within an hour, and it was so nice to know that there was answers, and that I had somebody that I could reach out to, rather than just wondering, why am I feeling this way, or why is my body doing this? And that was, I think, the best part for me, is just having support.
So, like, this is the biggest thing, is if you're going to hire a trainer or expert, so-called fitness guru, whatever you want to call it, is if you go to someone and they don't give you an explanation of why they're doing it, be careful. Because one of the things that I've just really applied in my training and things, and you can see how important it is for you as the client or you as the trainer, depending on what your position is, to be able to explain why you are doing the things that you are doing. Because if there's no explanation, it really doesn't click with you. And as you go through the program, as you start to evolve, it's so important for you to understand why you are doing the things that you are doing. Everything has to have purpose for you. whether it, you think that it's a dumb question or not, be sure that you get the answers that you need and deserve. But one thing, I don't know if anyone else heard this, like I did, but Amber said that she used to be 210 pounds. 210 pounds, still was able to get on stage, compete. And Amber, where are you now?
I'm right around 125, and the biggest difference is, you know, I've been all the way down to like 100 pounds, and it was scary at that time. But now I understand that it's not about being skinny, but it's about being fit and healthy. And I have more energy now than I did at, you know, even at a lesser weight. And I feel comfortable and confident in my own skin. And ultimately, that's my purpose, is to inspire and empower women and men across the globe to just really go after the things that they love and know that anybody can do this. You just have to put your mind to it and find a reason why you want to do this that's big enough for you to stay committed on days you don't want to get out of bed and go and eat your meals and, you know, ditch the chocolate. Sometimes I don't, but that's okay too. But, you know, it's just really about knowing that you can. I never thought that I could until I did. And then once I did, I realized that if you did it once, you can do it again. And I think that's a lot of people's setbacks, is that they feel like, I've always been this heavier, I've never lost weight, or, you know, it's only for the skinny people or the lucky ones, the people were born fit. That's not true. And so knowing that if you have a desire to change, you will do it. You will find the time, you will pay the money, you will pay the cost, pay the price, you know, financially, physically, mentally, emotionally. You know, you'll turn off the TV and you'll hit the weights if it's really something that you desire and if you're ready for that change.
So what were your results from this program?
Ultimately, when I came to you, you know, I was like, I want to drop 10 pounds. But in this whole process, too, I realized that it's not about a number, you guys. It's really about how you feel. And in about 30 days, I dropped about 4 pounds. But in the pictures, it looks more like 10. And that's because in the process, I'm still building muscle. And but my results, my jeans fit better. I can tell my first thing is I have chubby cheeks. And I always notice that when, you know, the chipmunk comes out is when I put on a couple pounds. But it's nice to see that, you know, I feel more confident. And the biggest difference was in my face and in my stomach was the two biggest changes that I noticed. But more so in my energy level, just eating healthier, you know, taking my greens every single day has really helped.
That's awesome. No, like when I got your pictures, I was just shocked because it was that significant. Like when you tell someone, oh, I only lost 4 pounds. Well, it's hard to go off of the number of the scale because there's so much other things that kind of are involved. And so when you start seeing the differences, like I don't care if I weigh like 200 pounds. If I look great, if I have the body that I want and that I'm happy with, like the scale really doesn't matter at that point. So one of the most powerful things, you know, as you were saying, Amber, as you go through this process and you find out that, holy smokes, like, I still look good, I feel good, but yet the scale is telling me that I only lost 4 pounds. Like, the biggest liar is the scale. And so it's super powerful. It's empowering for you to see that you're more powerful than the scale, where in today's society, people are so hung up on the scale. What do you think that does for women?
I think a lot for women especially. I've never had a scale in my house. You know, based on history, it's not healthy for me to have a scale in my home. And so when I would go to the gym, it was the first thing I would always look at. But take into consideration if you're drinking the amount of water that you should be. I mean, that's a couple pounds a day. You know, there's different things. And I think for women to just ditch the scale and go on what you look like, you know, people can look at, you know, some women carry weight different than others, and I feel like the scale is just, it's a competition between yourself and the scale, and it's who's going to win today, versus waking up every day and saying, you know, I feel healthy, I look good. You know, another big change I noticed was in my hands, in my wedding ring, and the way that my shoes fit. It's weird because we don't recognize those things, and those aren't something that we probably notice, but I don't retain as much water, and I'm not getting as fluffy throughout the day as I normally would if I, you know, 7, 8 o'clock at night, I'm always you know, I have to take my wedding rings off, my hands are swollen, different things, small things like that. And so for women, I just recommend you guys ditching the scale. It's not important. You know, and I think that it's cool for measurements for some women, but for those of you who need just 10 or 15 pounds less to hit your goal weight, just drop it, because you're going to beat yourself up knowing that you're like, oh, I've only lost 1 or 2 pounds this week, and then we get defeated. But, you know, if you've got a chunk of weight to lose, of course, it's great to have a measurement. You either did or you didn't do it. But I would just recommend going with how you feel more than anything.
Awesome. So cool. So let's talk a little bit about your, like, roller coaster. Obviously, it's been kind of a roller coaster ride for you, and I think a lot of women and a lot of people can relate to the roller coaster of, you know, weight loss. So how, I mean, like, tell us a little bit about that, like, process and, like, how this has been, how you feel like moving forward, this is going to be so different in getting off the roller coaster.
I was actually just thinking about this morning, and I was thinking, God, you know, this whole summer, I was like, I'm just going to eat whatever I wanted to. My husband's a great cook. We would have barbecues every single week. I ate cases of Oreos and did not feel bad about it until all of a sudden I looked at pictures, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've gained some weight. And the scale, again, did not fluctuate about 5 pounds or so, but it was the way that I looked. And I think what I'm most excited about is with – just ditching the roller coaster and realizing that this is long-term results and I can do this the rest of my life. And I was thinking about this next summer coming up, you know, in the past I've always gotten fit during fall and winter, which is weird because, you know, we all want to get fit for summer, but this year it's changed and it's different. And I'm realizing that I can go this summer and when I'm out to eat, I can have healthier choices and I know that it's going to be okay versus being like, I don't know what to eat. Sure, I'm just going to eat whatever I want and eat unhealthy things, but I can still have great food, bring some snacks with me and snacks that I can take and use while I'm driving at gas stations. What do I choose? You know, I know all that information. And so that's what I'm most excited about is just knowing that this is going to last for a lifetime. So I'm really grateful.
So a huge thing, a part of the pack evolution, is that we don't want to just give people results. Honestly, that's the easiest thing to do. You know, you take away the food, take away the carbs, deprive people of food, and then you just run them to death, make them sweat, and really feel like they are going to, on the verge of death, I feel like. But the overall thing and main focus of the pack evolution is to get people to change their life. To get people to change their lifestyle, to get people long-term results. Like, you think about lifestyle, you think about changing your life, it literally has to be that. Oftentimes, I think that term and that word is thrown out there so much that we often forget, what does that actually mean? If we were to change our life, how long does that actually mean that it has to last? Well, just consider that it has to last your entire life. The rest of your life. Otherwise, it didn't work. So the whole thing with this and what's so cool to listen to Amber is that, you know, like, she's done it all. Like, she's been in probably every situation that you could be when it comes to the weight loss, and now here she is and finally found the balance to keep on building the lifestyle. So now this is huge because oftentimes, you know, people might be listening to this and they're going to say, well, that's cool, like, that's, you know, that's for her, but I have this, and a lot of times you're going to run into the excuses of time, money, and energy at this point. And so just how have you been able to run your business, to be a mom, to be a wife, and still reach your fitness goals?
It takes a lot of not even sacrifice, but investment. And I know a lot of people that I coach and mentor, I tell this to them, you never make a sacrifice. It's always an investment. There's always going to be a payout at some point of your actions that you will get. And I think for me, it's making it a priority. People, we're in a health and fitness industry, you guys. It's time to make the commitment to just get your body right, get your health right, because people will do business with those that they trust. And you have to be a product of the product. It's most important We have incredible products, and so you have to be a product of the product, which therefore that falls into my business. Now, if I'm at the gym, I do cardio, and sometimes I go a little bit over my time, but it's because I'm working while I'm working out. I'm working on my phone, I'm working and responding to my team, things like that. So instead of just listening to audiobooks on the treadmill, I'm literally responding and working out at the same time. And, you know, my husband is now engaging in the same workouts, and he's, you know, got his fitness goals. And so that helps build our relationship as well. And so if there's my recommendation, if you guys are, if it's one wife and or one husband, get involved with each other. There's nothing greater than holding each other accountable and doing it together, because you have somebody who understands the struggle of staying on track, and you also have the spousal unity that comes together in a marriage. And it's so important to have your spouse there with you, supporting you to a healthier, more abundant life. And the fitness comes easy when you're committed. And I'm committed to my business, and I'm committed to my kids and living a long life for them. And so when your kids are your why, you have no reason not to go after your fitness goals. You know, I don't want to be 30, 35 years old and not be able to hang out with my kids because, you know, I'm out of shape, or I'm not happy with myself, or I'm depressed because I'm not, you know, I hate my body and I hate my life. It's time to change that, and you can change that if you choose to, but it's making the simple choice that enough's enough at the time.
So powerful. We have so many reasons why not to do it, but I can promise you that the reasons why you should do it are way more powerful and way, way more than those excuses to not do it. Now is the time for you to evolve. Now is the time for you to start taking action. Now it's time for you to wake up. Your marriage, your business, your life, everything is at stake. And it's time for you to start taking action and just evolve. We are going to sprint. We are going so hard and so strong, getting better, faster, stronger every single day. And the next 60 days, for those who are opting in into my 60-day evolution, this is going to be so much bigger and better than the 30-day jumpstart to fit. I can promise you that. I can promise you that this is going to be bigger, stronger, better, and just incredible. The results that will come out of the 60-day evolution are going to be incredible for those who choose to play the game. Amber, in the next 60 days, what are you looking to do?
I think in the next 60 days, Matt, I'm looking for more of to build more lean muscle. I still have a little bit of fluff, and I'm not touching the scale. Besides, you know, maybe every 30 days now. Before it was every single day. So I'm definitely going to focus more on core. My core, literally, like your abs. I feel like women forget about abs, and it's especially after having babies, it's a target area that we need to focus on. It gives us the strength in our back, and it also makes me feel powerful when I'm working forward. And so that's going to be my focus, is more on my stomach, obviously increasing my legs. Summer's is coming up, so we got to make those legs look good. And just being happy and enjoying the journey is really my 60-day goals.
I love it. So, powerful. And, Amber, let's go get it. Like, I'm all there for you. Let's go do this. Let's hit your goals. And anyone else who is ready to completely evolve their life, if you are truly committed and ruthlessly committed to evolving, to starting to see yourself different, to start seeing yourself as worthy to having and creating the life that you want with your body, with your spirituality, with your relationships, having an epic marriage and an epic relationship with your kids, and just creating the business and lifestyle that you want, join the 60-Day Evolution. I've included the link in the description, and if you're ready to join the pack, we're ready to have you. The 60-Day Evolution is going to be a life-changing game for those who play. So if you're in, click the link in the description box and join today, because I promise you this will be life-changing. 30 days, just the beginning. So, I love you. So happy for those who joined us tonight. Thank you, Amber, so much. This is Matt Johnson, leader of the pack, and I am out.